From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Police in London have arrested five men suspected of planning an attack on Pope Benedict, who's in the city today as part of his visit to Britain. NPR's Philip Reeves says the five men were taken into custody during an early morning raid.
They were picked up when armed counterterrorism officers, acting on a tip-off, raided a business premises in central London. They're now being questioned and have not yet been charged with any offences. Exactly what these men are suspected of planning isn't clear. Police say so far they haven't found any hazardous materials. Security surrounding the Pope's visit to Britain has been extremely tight. News of the arrests came on what's so far been a generally upbeat day in the spotlight for the pontiff. He began his public programme by attending a gathering in West London of several thousand Catholic schoolchildren who sang and cheered enthusiastically. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
The relief well that BP has been drilling has reached its target, intersecting the blown-out well below the seafloor in the Gulf of Mexico. That sets the stage for a final sealing off of that well. NPR's Dan Charles joins us now. Dan, why did BP press ahead with drilling this relief well once the flow of oil from the blown-out well was shut off?
Well, it wasn't entirely up to them. Government officials decided they'd be more confident that the well was fully sealed if there wasn't a cement plug not just in the central pipe down the center of the well, but also in the space around that central pipe, the so-called annulus. So they started drilling that well and continued, and yesterday they announced they had actually drilled into that space.
So now that these two wells have intersected, what are the next steps?
The next steps are sometime over the next couple of days, they will drive cement into that space, fill it with cement, test that it's solid, and then they will declare that the well is fully and finally dead and prepare to abandon it.
Thanks, Dan. NPR's Dan Charles reporting from Washington. Hurricane Carl has strengthened rapidly into a powerful Category 3 storm with sustained winds of nearly 120 miles an hour. Carl in the Gulf of Mexico bearing down on the Mexican Gulf Coast, where residents are bracing for flash floods and mudslides. Michael Brennan is with the National Hurricane Center.
Carl will be making landfall on the coast of Mexico late Friday, somewhere in the hurricane warning area, which goes from Veracruz to Cabo Rojo.
Out in the Atlantic, Hurricane Igor is on a course that could take it close to Bermuda on Sunday. At least one person is dead and a dozen others injured in southeast Ohio, where a tornado touched down. Fred Kite of member station WOUB described some of the destruction in the town of Plains.
I can see a couple of trailers just down the hill from me. They are overturned, debris blown around. You can see the insides of the trailers. They've definitely been torn up.
Fred Kite reporting in Plains, Ohio. This is NPR News from Washington. The National Weather Service is trying to determine whether a tornado touched down in New York City during a fierce storm there yesterday that toppled trees and left one person dead. Andrew Saunders says he was amazed at how fast the storm came and went.
I work on Wall Street, and I got on the subway. It was raining. I came out right there, which is a 10-minute commute, and all the trees were gone.
Crews worked through the night to clear trees from the tracks of the nation's largest commuter rail system, the Long Island Railroad. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is siding with France on the contentious issue of deportation of gypsies, also known as Romas. Frank Browning reports Berlusconi is supporting calls for an end to open migration within Europe's borders.
The latest round in the fight over Roma minorities comes with an interview Berlusconi has given to the conservative French daily Figaro, supporting Sarkozy's Roma policies. Berlusconi has himself been rebuked by both human rights groups in the EU and by the Vatican for Italy's crackdown on Roma people. EU Justice Commissioner Viviane Reding this week warned Sarkozy that she would open legal action against France over its Roma policies. The prospect of a Sarkozy-Berlusconi alliance has alarmed other European leaders who have accused them of scapegoating ethnic minorities to bolster support among the hard right, a strategy that recalls some of Europe's darkest days during the last century. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Consumer prices have edged up 0.3% last month, the same increase as in the previous month, excluding the volatile food and energy categories. The so-called core rate of inflation was unchanged last month. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for